Classic Hits Radio. That is Kansas and Carry On Wayward, My Wayward Son. It is 5:12 on the Monday Roadshow with Rock and Ray Michaels. And joining me now is the man I named. I gave him his new nickname. It's Joe Wasaga Beach Bickerstaff, and Joe is on the phone. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing just great, Ray.
What a weekend, man. Saturday was phenomenal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your hospitality was impeccable. And, man, we had just the greatest time, the crew and myself and all the people that came out, too. All the vendors there on the historic Main Street Market, at the historic Main Street Market. It was fabulous, man. But you know what? No one can explain it better than you. So I thought I'd get you on the air and we do a little, you know, so to speak, what's the word I'm looking for?
How about we recap?
That's good. Recap.
Well, like Ray, it was just fantastic. You and I have been trying to put something together to get you up here to the world's longest freshwater beach for a long time, and we finally made it happen. And boy, oh boy, Mother Nature wanted it to happen because she gave us a beautiful day. And I know you do remotes all over, Ray, but you got to admit, that view you had on Saturday, it has to be one of your best.
You know what? The scenery was splendid.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about Georgian Bay, not the bathing suit. It was wonderful to have you. We had wonderful weather. Everybody was so pleased to see you, as you know, there was a lineup of people waiting to come up and say hi and have a word with you, right? If I may,
yes.
I'd like to give a shout-out. Just before I gave you a phone call here, Ray, I got a text message from my very good buddy, Keith Lyle, who listens to Beach Booster Radio. He's out in B.C. He and I haven't seen each other for a long, long time, my old Toronto buddy, Keith Lyle. So let me give a shout-out to Keith. Thanks for listening, Keith, and hopefully you and I will hook up the next time you're in Ontario. So
okay, and we got to tell Keith, you got to go to the beach, Keith. You got to go to Wasaga Beach, man. That's where it happens.
Well, he knows the beach pretty well. We haven't seen each other for a couple of years, but when he used to come to his family place in Collingwood, when he was able to come to the family place in Collingwood, winter or summer, he'd always make a trip over so we could see the beach together. So I'm looking forward to having Keith back. So thanks for letting me give a shout out to Keith.
Anytime.
Saturday, Ray, you were all set up there. You had the view and you had the people ready to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to all the vendors. Those kiosks are so cute and so unique on historic Main Street as part of the Main Street Market, and everybody was excited to have you there. You were playing the tunes, and then you gave them an opportunity to talk about their unique treats that they offer at the Main Street Market, which, of course, is new this year on that important stretch of historic Main Street. But isn't it exciting to see the people out enjoying?
You know, it was fabulous. I was up at 5 a.m. for my 10 a.m. show, and I got up there. I was up there about 7:30. I couldn't believe people were already on the beach. They were already there. I mean, when I got there and, you know, people were in the water. It was a beautiful day and a very hot day, too. So it was perfect. It was a busy day. Of course, it was Wasaga Beach. And yes, it is nice to see people come out and support the cause. And you know what, man? You got a lot of nice friends up there, Joe. A lot of nice friends. A lot of beautiful people up at Wasaga Beach.
Well, it's a wonderful community. I'm born and raised Torontonian, but I fell in love with this interesting little resort town, and I just love it. I'm lucky to be living here and enjoying, and you're absolutely right. It certainly is a town full of good people.
Friday night, you had the David Baca Band perform, 7 to 9. I was on Saturday from 10 to 2. The Argues, the rock and roll band, the family, the Argues, they performed as soon as I finished the show, started at 2 o'clock. Then you also presented the Tragically Hip, the final show from from Kingston on Saturday evening on the big screen right behind the historic Main Street Market on the big screen on the big stage. So it was a busy Saturday for you.
It was a busy Saturday, and you know, the rain held off. We actually were worried just after you were probably on the road heading out. We had a little bit of rain. It cleared up, so for the Hip concert, it was great. They had thousands of people in there, and the beach bar that you and I managed to have one of those Beach One Cervezas at.
Yes!
It was facing the stage, and it was packed also.
I'm sure. You know what? And David, is it David Kubit and Pete Wilkinson?
Pete. Wilkins.
Yes. Wilkins. Okay, sorry. The fabulous, that Cerveza beer, the Cerveza one, I finally had a chance, as you were just saying, to sample it, and what a fine-tasting Cerveza it is, you know? And as I was telling Dave, yeah, I said, there's no bitter aftertaste. It's very smooth. It's a very smooth drink, a very smooth Cerveza, and very enjoyable, so thank you for that, too. And, of course, Alex and Sandy at Boston Pizza for looking after the crew and, you know, serving up some great lunch for us after the show. And, of course, you, Joe, man, you couldn't do enough, and thank you so much for that. It was really cool. And you know what? I saw a guy riding a bike coming down on a mountain bike, and I said to the crew, I wonder if that's Joe coming down on a mountain bike, but then you rolled in your beachcomber Jeep.
beachcomber Jeep, that's good, yeah. No roof, no doors. I haven't got caught in the rain yet, but no roof, no doors, and that's my beach buggy. You know, I boast about it being World War II technology at its best.
All in all, it was a fantastic day, and you got a lot of fine vendors up there on the Main Street Market. All those great people there, including the Ontario Provincial Police that popped by to say hi. And I got to park my cruiser with my flashing lights down at the bottom of the Main Street Market roadway there. It was just fabulous and a perfect view. The scenery was fabulous. I'll never forget it.
Well, that was great, Ken. And thanks to Town of Wasaga Beach Municipal Bylaw, they were eager to welcome you, and that's why you had that special spot down at the main beach there with your cruiser and the lights going to remind people that you were up on the main street. So it was wonderful.
I was at
Ray. We gotta get you up here again. I know we hate to say it, but the X is on in Toronto, and that kind of means that the Labor Day's coming up quickly. But it was so great to have you up here, right? We've got lots of stuff happening on that Main Street Market all through the week, too. Let your listeners know that through the week, there's always something going on at the Main Street Market. And then, of course, this weekend, we've got the Wasaga Beach Triathlon, and there's still openings. It's a huge event, and that's, of course, swimming, biking, and running. It's a huge event every year in Wasaga Beach. If anybody's interested, they can simply go to multisportcanada.com, find out about the Wasaga Beach Triathlon. We're going to have some good weather again this weekend, and what a place to have a triathlon on the world's longest freshwater beach.
Now, do you take part in that, Joe?
No, I stand and watch.
That's what I figured. Hey, man, you know what?
I might have a cold beach one cerveza in my hand this year.
Oh, good for you. You know, good choice. That you got to keep yourself well hydrated. That's very important in these hot temperatures, for sure.
Yeah, Joe, absolutely, Ray. Well, again, we can't thank you enough and your crew for coming up and entertaining the folks. Everybody was pleased to see you, and we thank you for making the trip, and we're glad you got home safely.
Well, we thank you, Joe, and everybody up at Wasaga Beach. You guys were fabulous, and like I said, your hospitality was impeccable. And, of course, you know, it's Joe Bickerstaff. I should say Joe Wasaga Beachcomber Bickerstaff. I'm extending.
Let's get a T-shirt printed, okay?
I'd like to see you put that on a business card.
Yeah, but I'll try and do that. Right.
Thank everybody at Town Council in the town of Wasaga Beach. Thank you again, and of course, thanks to you, Joe. Fabulous, fabulous, and of course, Diana Chickie, who was on the show. I got a couple of warm hugs from Diana. Diana, I'll come back for a rain check and a couple more.
Okay, well, she'd love to have you, and she enjoyed the sit-down doing her Beach Corner show with you. She loves talking to celebrities, and she was so excited to have you with her for her Beach Corner show, right?
That was awesome. Joe, we'll talk to you through the week for sure, okay, my friend?
Okay, thanks again, Ray.
Put your hands up and holler. Hey, that's the way that we party in the summer. Sun, sand, take my hand. Wash away the city, man. That's what I'm talking about. So let me hear you shout. Wasaga Beach, it's the times you remember. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Take off your shoes, put your feet in the water. Sink in the sand, cause you hear it, Wasaga. Was song. This is our year. That's how we say cheers around here. You can sit by the beach, have an ice cold cerveza made right here. Our own special treasure. It's a beach one, good fun, lying in a hot sun, barefoot dancing, heartbeat, romance, and the longest freshwater beach in the world. Fun for the guys, but made for the girls. Boardwalk days and sunset nights. A million stars can light up the skies. Come to the beach now. Wasaga Beach now. Here's to Wasaga. This is our year. That's how we say cheers around here. Come to the beach now. Beach now, yeah, 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 yeah. Here's to Wasaga, this is our year. That's how we say cheers around here. Saga Beach.